What, the owner called your parents?
Yeah.
What was that like going through it, and what do you have to do to convince the team that what's in the past shouldn't influence whether they sign you or not?
It was very taxing. It was a very hard time to go through. I learned a lot from it. You know, the only thing I did was I was honest with them. I told them what happened, and, you know, you see that I'm here now, so that should say it all.
Are you confident that there won't be any charges against you in the second incident that's still under investigation?
Yes, extremely confident.
And how did you explain it to Bears ownership? You met with George McCaskey for a long time. How did you explain it to him?
Well, like I said, I was very honest and honest with him. I told him, you know, exactly what happened, and, you know, he made his decision, and I'm a Bear now, so, you know, that should say it all.
Is it fair for people to have character questions about you and whether or not you should be employed right now?
No, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. You know, you can look on TV and see all this negative stuff said about somebody, and people can, you know, put out stuff there that's not very credible. And you can assassinate someone's character by doing that. But, you know, when you actually get a chance to meet someone and hear their side of the story, then you get to see it for what it really is.
Do you expect
to your decision to, you know, come in here and meet with George face-to-face and make sure that he can hear your side of the story?
Like I said, I just, you know, a lot of times when you see stuff on TV, you never really get the full side of the person's story. And I wanted to come in here and do that. I wanted to come in here and let them see what kind of person I am, what kind of man I am, and, you know, what kind of background I come from. So, you know, I think I did that. A pretty good job of that.
Sorry. Do you expect or understand that you may be under a microscope the whole time you're here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I had two incidences as to where, you know, I feel like I didn't, you know, do anything wrong. But, you know, still, you know, it's in the spotlight. You know, it was in the national spotlight for quite some time. And, you know, like I'm just trying to move forward from it. You know, I'm a Bear now. You know, I'm here to try to help this team win football games.
Was your focus on staying with Vic Fangio? Were there other teams that you considered too?
You know what? My focus was whatever team was interested in me and wanted me. And obviously, you know, I played for Vic, so he knows what kind of character guy I am. He knows what kind of player I am. So he vouched for me to come here, and, you know, it paid off for me.
Was there a point after the 49ers released you where you wondered if you were going to get another chance?
Yeah. I mean, because with all the stuff that's going on, you know, not only with me, but with other players around the league, you know, I had some doubts in my mind. But, you know, I have faith, and I know what kind of person I am, and I knew that, you know, I'll get another shot one day.
So do you come here with a new perspective or anything? I mean, this is a fresh start for you. How do you approach this?
Yeah, it's a fresh start. I learned a lot from my previous situations, you know, to, you know, keep my circle tight. You can't trust everybody because everybody doesn't have your best interest at heart. I learned that, and, you know, I'm just here now to play ball and try to help this team win ball games.
In that regard, how much do you have left at this stage of your career, football-wise?
I have a lot. You know, I look at one of my good friends, Justin Smith. You know, he's about to be 35 this year or 36, and, you know, he can still play a couple more years. You know, learning from guys like that, you know, the way he works and trains, you know, it says a lot. You know, D linemen can usually typically play a lot longer than other players in the league.
Ray, are there changes that you made to your life or your lifestyle after the two incidents?
Yeah, like I just said, man, I just surround myself, you know, with people that really care about me and have my best interests at heart. I mean, when you do that, you know, it's hard for you to go wrong. So, you know, that's what I've been focusing on.
What can you bring to this defense?
I'm a hard worker. You know, I'm a smart player. Been around the league for a while. I know what's going on. I know formations. I know, you know, offensive concepts, what they're trying to get accomplished. And, you know, I feel like I can bring a lot to this team.
You working on Justin to change his mind and come here and join you?
He's done. He's out of here, man. He's done. He's moving his house to Missouri.
How much does your familiarity with Vic help ease the transition here?
Greatly. You know, I know the defense. I know what Vic is trying to get accomplished. And, you know, it's big for me to be here. And, you know, I really appreciate him for, you know, vouching for me.
Did you talk to any players in Chicago to see, you know, what the atmosphere was like, if you thought it would be a good fit for you to start over and to kind of get a fresh start?
No, I mean, you know, I got a couple of text messages from some guys, but that was about it. You know, I feel like the atmosphere is what you make it. You know, if you come here with a good attitude, then it's going to be a great, good atmosphere, so.